You paid how much for the 14 pairs of sneakers?
I paid about $8,000.
A shoe supplier and client get off on the wrong foot.
And when were you supposed to get your sneakers?
In November.
You got an empty box?
Yes, ma'am. I texted him, I Snapchatted him.
But he can't sidestep his past.
He has that criminal record right here of everything. I'm not the only person that he's done this to.
I don't wait for it.
I'm reading your rap sheet.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Leah Jones is suing Reginald Bowden and his girlfriend Camille Foreman for a refund for high-end sneakers she paid for but never received.
Order. All rise. Case number 532 on the count in the matter of Jones versus Bowden Foreman.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Jones, it is your claim that you purchased 14 pairs of designer sneakers and paid for them. You purchased them from this gentleman.
Yes, ma'am.
You paid how much for the 14 pairs of sneakers?
Total, I paid about $8,000.
Not about.
Okay, I paid $8,800.
And you have proof of that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
And this was all done in November?
Yes, ma'am.
Had you ever purchased merchandise from Mr. Bowden before?
Directly, no. But I met him early June of 2017. He worked at a store called Social Status. They had just opened up in Houston. I live in Dallas. So on the weekends, I would drive to Houston for exclusive releases that the store would get. So I became acquainted with him and some of the other co-workers in the store, and I would let them know ahead of time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
I have absolutely no clue as to what you're talking about.
So
let's not digress. You met him in June, and you are a wholesaler of things, sir?
Yes, ma'am. On the side. Yes, ma'am.
It is your claim that at one time you gave him $8,800?
In November 2017. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How much money did you receive from her in November?
$6,500, Your Honor.
And you received $6,500 and were supposed to send her how many pairs of these designer sneakers?
A total of 16.
And you were going to sell the sneakers?
Yes, ma'am. I've already had customers lined up to buy the sneakers.
For how much a pair?
So it depends on the size of the shoe.
Okay. Do you have a photograph of what these $1,000 sneakers look like?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'm wearing one now, Your Honor. One is the one of them right here.
Okay, and that's what he was wholesaling.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your claim when the box arrived it was empty?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you receive any pairs of sneakers?
No, ma'am.
Okay, now, Mr. Bowden.
Yes, ma'am.
This is your girlfriend?
Correct.
And her first name is?
Camille.
Camille. You have a counterclaim against Ms. Jones because you say she bothered you when she came to your house because your boyfriend sort of pinned this on you and said, I gave my girlfriend the box of sneakers to mail. She mailed the sneakers, so she couldn't get a hold of him, so she came to your house wanting to know where her money was. That's what happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Well, that's too bad. Now, why do you think, Mr. Bowden, that the plaintiff, who clearly, from her bank records, sent you someone who she only met casually in June, sent you this money and she had people ready to buy the sneakers, would make the trip from where she lives to your girlfriend's house if she hadn't gotten an empty box? Why do you think a normal person, she doesn't look, do you take any psychotropic medications?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Have you been psychiatrically hospitalized in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
No. And how far did you have to go from where you live to where the girlfriend lives?
She lives roughly like 20 minutes away.
Okay. When you went over to her house, that was on what date?
I went over there back in March.
March?
Yes, ma'am.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And when were you supposed to get your sneakers?
I was supposed to get the shoes in November.
Well, what happened in November? In November, you got an empty box?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
so and did not press charges.
So you got an empty box in November. And what efforts did you make to try to get in touch with him?
I called him, I texted him, I Snapchatted him. I went through great lengths to try to get in contact with him, and he kept dragging out the situation.
Do you have any copies of your texts to him and his responses?
I have the entire text thread from day one.
I want you to show me where you say to him, I didn't get the sneakers.
No, in the meantime, I had that message also printed out. I asked her, hey, can you send me a picture of the empty box? She didn't respond. Nor,
there it is.
No, it's my first time seeing it.
Okay,
to this day.
That's a picture of
the
empty
box. Yeah, to this day, first time seeing it.
Okay. What you're going to have to prove to me, sir, is you buy the sneakers yourself.
Yes, ma'am. I have the receipt. Of the total. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You buy us the sneakers from whom?
Flight Kicks. It's a retail company also in L.A., New York, that sell retail shoes.
Okay. So I want you to show me your receipt from them that you paid for 16 pairs of sneakers.
Here's the receipt. So there's two websites where I put them authentic.
The invoice reflects 14 pair.
And this is for...
And it's just for money on my account to pay for the shoes.
Just a second. So you live with your girlfriend because they were shipped to her.
Exactly.
But he told me he was bringing them to me because he was still in Houston.
It was shipped to her on November 2nd.
That's correct.
And on what date did you receive them?
It was sometime early November. I believe it was the 7th.
Of November?
Correct.
The shoes weren't released until November 11th.
At that store. But the shoes have already been manufactured by that time.
Every shoe that comes out, I get it pretty much 2 weeks early.
So you got the shoes on November 7th?
Yes, ma'am.
And on what date did you send them to her?
November 15th.
And do you have a receipt for the box?
Yes.
And the
and
weight
I also have,
and the weight of the box?
And I also have the insurance that I put on the box for the value of the shoes out of my own money.
Just a second. Bird, how much does a pair of sneakers weigh?
A pair of sneakers?
Do you have...
I have a pair of sneakers right here, Your Honor. So
I'd like to see.
This weighs 4 pounds. The box that I received was 8.4 pounds.
No, the box?
I have a letter from FedEx from when it was shipped.
No, it weighed.
On the scale.
The weight was 8 pounds, 4 ounces.
That's about 3 pounds by itself, Judge.
Are yours leather?
Yes, ma'am.
Yours are leather. These aren't leather. So those are heavier. Well, it's impossible then for the package that you sent, which only weighed 8 pounds, to contain 14 pairs of shoes.
There were two boxes.
There's two boxes. They're split up boxes, packages.
And both boxes contained nothing?
Is that what I never even received the second package.
No, I have a,
he didn't even put my full address on the box.
I have a video from FedEx lady claiming she's...
Put your hand down.
I'm the one who received the box.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to FedEx when she told me that. I spoke with the young lady there, which is on my phone, the video, saying she did. Both boxes were received and delivered through her apartment office.
Well, I also spoke
just
to
a
the
second.
Same rep.
Shh. Stand up. How are you related to her?
This is my daughter.
Okay.
No.
How many boxes did you receive?
I received one box.
Did you open it?
Yes, ma'am.
What was in it?
A ream of paper and tissue paper was on that photograph.
Well, that doesn't weigh 8 pounds.
That's what was in there.
But that doesn't weigh 8 pounds.
Yes, ma'am, it does. I took the box back up to FedEx. The people weighed it. I even have a letter from the DM at FedEx writing saying that box with that ream of printer paper and that tissue weighs 8.4 pounds. I have the letter.
How much insurance did you put on the packages?
$6,000 worth of insurance.
You better put in a claim.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I asked the woman to do the claim. I had that also right here. She told me no.
And did also, you put Your Honor, just a second. Let me see proof that you put in a claim for the insurance.
I have one, too.
Then we're a little premature here.
This is this one. This message right here shows that, hey, I got the insurance. What do you want me to do? Come here, somebody don't worry about it. Have a good day. I have a video also from FedEx saying she received both boxes.
Just to say, is what you're telling me that you have a claim pending with FedEx for the money?
No, I didn't file the claim. She told me not to because she told me that I'm going to get the money. She said, but I filed a claim, you're getting the money.
So I told her,
I'll get a power of attorney so you can be a part of the claim. She told me not to do that. She told me don't worry about it. So she disappeared for like 2 weeks, told me have a good day, which I can show you too. Have a good day, be blessed, take care, which meaning that's bye. Take care means bye.
I actually don't believe that they didn't mail the sneakers in this box.
Exactly.
And prior to...
Shh. Listen to me.
Judge Judy.
I think that you...
No, ma'am.
He has that criminal record right here of everything. I'm not the only person that he's done this to.
I'd see it.
And I was the one who... That's what I was trying to explain to you about the box. Where we live, we have boxes. They send you an email and they send you a text alerting you that you have received the boxes. And I only got one alert.
No, I got it.
And I didn't contact him, officially put in my order with him until November 7th. This invoice that he gave to the police says November 2nd.
It does?
Yes, ma'am.
Smart.
Reason why, Your Honor, when shoes come out, I order a lot of pair of shoes, so I have people waiting to buy shoes as Ms. Jones. So I don't wait for orders.
I'm reading your rap sheet.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's a long history, sir.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
2012?
No, me and my father are the same name, this stuff gets with mine, ma'am.
2012.
Excuse me?
Me and my father have the same first and last name, so when they messed up
all... Those are your mugshots.
Just a second.
Yeah, I've been in trouble before.
Don't speak to him. No, sir, this is you.
Of course, yes, ma'am.
I
have been in trouble before.
That's not your father.
Yeah, well, I have been in trouble before.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's me.
That's all you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not your father with the first and last name.
Yes, ma'am.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000.
Yes.
We're done. We're done.
No, there was the countersuit that I need to speak about.
Listen to me. I just told you that she had every right to come to your house and say, where's my merchandise or my money?
But she threatened me via text as well and said someone would be waiting for my arrival. That's threatening me.
Your counterclaim is dismissed. Goodbye.
I would like to hear my side of the story. I haven't been able to tell my side.
Go home with your boyfriend. Goodbye. Go home with your boyfriend. Goodbye. Go home with your boyfriend.
Thank you, ma'am.
Goodbye.
When my mom called me and told me the package was empty, like, I freaked out.
Only she can answer that question.
I mean, it was just crazy because that was the first time somebody had ever done that to me.
I got paid, I got shipped, and shipped to her. That's the end of the day in the store.
And he and I had done business before, so it shocked me.
It's cost doing that, whatever.
I just pray that everybody else before me or even the people after me, that when they meet him, they don't do business with him.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jackson versus Davis, step forward.
Terry Jackson is suing her daughter, Angel Davis, for an unpaid loan to buy a Kia Optima.
Miss Jackson, these are your two daughters.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're not angry with either one of them?
No.
Is that right? Because you all came to court together today, correct?
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did. So you're really here because you want me to resolve this family dispute that you're having,
yes.
Correct? Okay, just as long as we're all understanding each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on its face, what you claim is that you made a loan to your daughter
mm-hmm.
for a down payment on a car, and you want that back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's what on its face the lawsuit is about. This is your younger daughter.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Stand up, please. Move over here. Tell me your first name.
Bobby.
And you are how old?
18.
And you drive a Mustang.
Mm.
Yeah, don't. Just listen to me very carefully. I know everything. I don't want you to start out by thinking that I don't know everything. I know everything. So if you're trying to think about lying to me, it's not going to be a good idea. Do you understand? Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is what you're telling me you still don't have a driver's license? You just told me that you drive the Ford Focus. How can you drive a Ford Focus or the Mustang when you were 16 when you don't have a driver's license? And why don't you have a driver's license?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Terry Jackson says her daughter, Angel Davis, owes for a loan to buy a Kia Optima.
Now, my question to you was, you drive the Mustang.
No.
What car do you drive?
A Ford Focus.
Who drives the Mustang?
Drive it.
No. Now that I don't believe. You mean you just look at it? Bobby, is what you're telling me, it's owned by your mother, but you look at it?
No, it's my car.
That's right. So let's start out by saying, we're going to tell the whole truth to Judge Judy, and she's going to resolve this family dispute. Do you understand? Great. Now, do you and your mother live in a private house or an apartment?
A private house.
Very good. And where is the Mustang parked?
In the backyard.
What color is it?
I think it's dark gray.
And how long? Just a sec. How long has the gray Mustang been at your house?
Since I was 16.
And when you were 16, you were driving the Mustang?
Correct.
Correct. Now, the Mustang originally came from your sister,
mm-hmm.
right? It was her car. She was married,
mm-hmm.
had children, and had two cars. Speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is not an answer. Yes is an answer.
Yes.
And there came a time when you turned 16 and you got your driver's license.
Not correct.
When did you get your driver's license?
I don't have one.
So you started to drive the Mustang without a driver's license?
I was learning to drive. I wasn't, like,
Listen
driving.
To me. Is what you're telling me you still don't have a driver's license? You just told me that you drive the Ford Focus. How can you drive a Ford Focus or the Mustang when you were 16 when you don't have a driver's license? And why don't you have a driver's license?
Because I have a permit and I'm still learning to drive.
Well, but you are now 18 years old and you had a permit when you were 16 years old and you've been driving for the last 2 years. First the Mustang and then, according to you, the Ford. Why are you driving without a license? Did you take the test?
No, I've been driving with my mom. She's been taking me out driving so I could get a license.
Sit down. All right, Ms. Jackson. I'm going to resolve this dispute for you very, very easily. Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I gave her half of the rent.
I don't care that you gave your daughter half the rent because her husband was laid off. It doesn't
matter.
That's
the reason why she gave
it
me the car.
No. I'll tell you in a second. If the car was worth then less than $750, maybe.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Terry Jackson says her daughter, Angel Davis, owes for a loan to buy a Kia Optima.
Now, this is the story. Mm-hmm. Your daughter had two cars. Mm-hmm. When her youngest sister turned 16, she was going to let her have the car, the Mustang, which is how old?
It's a 2004, so at the time, 11 years old, actually.
You turned the car over to your mother. Your mother registered the car in her name and let your sister drive it.
Exactly.
And then there came a time when you needed the car back.
Yes.
Because you were going through a divorce.
Yes.
Your other car stopped running. And you called your mother and said to your mother, I'm going to need the Mustang back.
Exactly.
Right. And what did your mother say?
My mother said that I can't have the Mustang back because she was allowing her kid's father to drive the Mustang and that she can help me to get me a car.
Which kid's father?
Bobby's father.
Bobby, and you have different fathers?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. Are you married to him or not?
No.
But he lives with you?
No.
He lives where?
He lives with his sister.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
His name is also Bobby.
So Bobby was using the Mustang?
Yes. Okay, originally I gave the car to my mother for my sister.
Sister.
My
she
sister didn't really take an interest in driving. So because my sister wasn't taking an immediate interest in driving, her father started like using the car more frequently.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I don't know, and I don't care. You asked your mother for the car back. She said, you can't have it because my boyfriend's driving the car. I'll help you get a car.
Exactly.
And she put a down payment on a car for you, and you're making the payments on that car.
Exactly.
Would you look up the value, please, of a 2004 Mustang? Blue book. You know, I know everything.
But my daughter didn't mention the fact that at the time that she gave me this Mustang as a gift to her sister for her birthday, that I had helped her out in a situation where her husband was laid off for $750. I gave her half of the rent because she had
Who
her
cares?
$750.
I don't care. I don't care that you gave your daughter half the rent because her husband was laid off. It doesn't
matter.
That's
the reason why she gave
me
the car.
No. I'll tell you in a second. If the car was worth then less than $750, maybe.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
That's down here, $6,512.
Right. So if you want the $4,000 back that you laid out as a down payment for the car, listen to me very carefully. I'm resolving your dispute.
Okay.
Sell the Mustang. Listen to me. Sell the Mustang. That says it's worth $6,000. What you gave your daughter was $4,000 as a down payment for the
no,
for
I
her car.
Loaned her. You no, keep just listen to, I gave her.
Listen,
I loaned her.
Listen to me. And I'm telling you, sell the Mustang and you'll have your $4,000 back. You asked me to resolve your family dispute. Your daughter is not giving you $4,000. I'm not awarding you $4,000. Sell the Mustang, then you'll be whole. Do we understand each other?
No, ma'am.
Well, I can't make it any clearer than that. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it was fair.
I think she was fair.
I think, you know, my mother did help me out when I needed a car.
Because she borrowed the money from me and she didn't replace it.
But there was a time where I helped her out too. You know, that's what family do. We help each other.
Because I think when you borrow money, you should pay it back.
And I was in a tough situation. I'm still in a tough situation, and I feel like my mother should be there to help me.
I still love my daughter. I'm gonna help her when I can.
I mean, I love my mother, but hey.
But when I loan you money, I want it paid back.